The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. But you got me today, the last day of April. Whew, just went through April like that. Between the Red Bluff Roundup and cool April nights, I mean, it just sucked that month dry. Real quick, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, one of the things I miss, you know, when we're in the spring and summer like this, is we can't open up the blinds, and we got such a beautiful view on the street, but the sun comes through here, and I've lost two producers to a sun blindness out of here. But Ben's still here. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Getting ready to go on vacation, huh?
Oh, yeah. And guess what?
I don't know. I have no idea with you.
I just got a second job across the street at Odell's. I work door to door.
Odell's. Right. It's not across the street. It's right next door.
Right next door, I mean.
Not yeah, okay. Is he opening another place? You got that job. Good. Good. So, you know, feel free to bring over a rib now and then. Okay?
Here and there. You know?
Okay, here and there. All right, well, congratulations, son. What special day is it?
Here, I have it open, actually. Are you familiar
with... Well, that's your job, I mean, to have that open.
You know. Are you familiar with boba tea?
Boba tea?
Or bubble tea?
No.
It's when you get one of those cups of, like, tea at some of the new stores in town, and when you drink it, there's a bunch of little bubbles inside, and when you, like, pop them, it's like a... It's hard to explain. Well, we'll go with National Military Brats Day.
Let's do National Military Brats Day. We'll go for that one. That one I understand. Bubble tea, you know? Put that on your back burner, bub. Okay, National Military Brats Day. And, you know, it's like they move a lot. However, it's a lot of them then become legacy into the services. So, you know, things change over the years, but, yeah, National Military Brats Day. Cool. All right, weather today is going to be sunny with a high near 75. Gust tonight is high as 22 miles per hour with a low of 47. Now, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all sunny, ranging from 77 to 79, and lows are in the low 50s. Now, Friday night, a chance of showers after 11 p.m. Saturday, rain likely. Saturday night, a chance of rain before 11 p.m. And then Sunday, a slight chance of showers, but mostly sunny with a high near 65. Monday, another slight chance of showers. We're getting a lot more rain this spring, which is good, you know, as long as we get sunny days and things in between. But anyway, hey, the Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They won prestigious awards for hiring veterans. And I can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane and the Kinney family. Been doing that for 25 years. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And another guy who we share birthdays.
So I know how old you are.
well, we share the same birthday. But
I know how much older you are than I am, though, too.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. But also Boyce Muse of Muse Concrete.
Correct.
And all three of us. And a couple years back, we all scored a cake at the Colt 45s game.
Yes,
and, of course, I'm talking about Rick Bassetti. Welcome back, Rick.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for the welcome. It's good to be back. You know, we spent our winter in Florida. This is like the fourth year, and we had a very similar winter. Rained a lot, and it was a little bit cooler. January was much cooler this year than it has been in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's, as you can see,
low of 60. And 60 in Florida in January is like, 40 one here and raining.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's for whatever reason, it feels like. Although, where we're staying, all the Canadians and everything, you know, they're walking around in T-shirts and shorts.
Oh, yeah. And their thongs out there going, yeah. Ah,
especially
point,
the ones
point.
On the ones on the seaboard there from Newfoundland, PEI, New Brunswick, you know, Nova Scotia. It's all balmy weather for them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They're probably slathering on the suntan lotion and going, oh, hey, don't burn out there.
So, exactly.
Hey, of course, if the Bassettis have traveled west, it must be time for Colt 45s.
Yes, it is.
Baseball season starting.
It is. We fire up on Memorial Day Friday, which we have done for 20 years. And our opening weekend is the Santa Rosa Rosebuds again. They've been our foe, you know, for quite a while now. good guys down there. They come up and it's nice. We had a great team last year. You know, we were 32-8 last year.
Yeah, you had a phenomenal team last year.
And I, at the risk of jinxing things, I feel like we're going to be maybe even a little bit better this year.
Ooh.
We've got three of our starting pitchers coming back, our starting second baseman, our starting right fielder, first baseman is coming back. So, plus a couple of other guys. And so.
Yep. First baseman, he was a hammer out there.
Yeah. And he, and you know, he's 6'5", 215, and he stole 27 bases. The second baseman stole 32 bases, and they're both coming back. The three starting pitchers, you know, one of the local guys here, Dylan Cabral, Spencer Reif, and then, Bronson Chappell, between them, they won 15 games for us. And so they're all coming back, and we've bolstered the pitching staff. We've got some arms coming in this year who, you know, we actually picked up a local guy from up in Scott Valley out of Aetna. He pitched for Siskiyou this year. 5-5 on a middling type of team. And we look for some good things. He's 6'4", 225. Trey Bennett, old family that's been up in the Valley there for years and knows all the same people that we know up in the Valley. We've got a big guy coming up.
Is he going to college around here?
Yeah, he's going to College of Siskiyou.
Oh, it's College of Siskiyou.
Yeah.
Okay,
got it. And then we picked up a kid coming out of San Diego who was a bounce back, which means he started at Kansas State and went back to San Diego. He throws 94, 95. And so you're going to see some velocity this year. You're going to see some power. We got some thump in the outfield. We might be able to put like seven or eight left-handed batters in one lineup.
Wow.
So, you know, just, it's going to be a good year again, you know. The field looks phenomenal. You know, Gus McIntyre, McIntyre Landscaping.
Oh, yeah. No Gus well.
Yeah. Well, he and Willie Inyart, who is a kind of an employee of his part-time stuff out there in the mornings for him, they took care of our field wonderfully this year while we were gone. And we did about a $20,000 overhaul of the infield. There's no more tiger hops. You know, people talk about the lips that were on our field, you know. Those lips were all removed. We did a big Scorch Earth campaign, got rid of all the weeds on the apron, you know, the grass between the dugouts
sure.
and around and the infield, and did a heavy, heavy thatching and overseed and aeration and fertilization and blah, 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 you know. And so anyway, it really looks good. And at the risk of jinxing, we're going to find out this Saturday if we're going to have the privilege of hosting the North Section Championships for high school.
Great.
And that'll be, I think, on the 18th. It's a Saturday.
18th of May.
Of May, yeah. Okay. And it'll be the top three large schools that'll be playing there in one day. And so if we get it, you know, we're crossing our fingers. We would really like to have. We think it's a great venue for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a neutral site. Nobody has an advantage.
Good field.
They have, you know, security there. One way in, one way out, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, plus you've got places for people to stay. And
good music.
All around there.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. Great. Hey, I'm here with Rick Bassetti. Of course, is the General GM. You're the GM of the Colt 45s. They're back in from Florida and been listening to these stories about how all of his vehicles he has, including RVs, are the state vehicle tax for all of these are $345.
For two years.
and I, every time I sign that check for $354 for an 18-year-old truck, I think about you, Rick. I do.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State in the Record Searchlight poll, and they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've got the only watch repairmen in the whole area are there. Needless to say, their selection of jewelry, what they have, can match everyone's taste. Everything from estate jewelry to opon. The rodeo's coming up, my friends, and they've got lots of turquoise down there. This is where Linda shops. This is, you know, if I'm going to get something for Linda, I always go to Four Winds Jewelry. They're locally owned, locally operated. 2225 Hilltop Drive. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and there.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Garland the Bot. Linda's on assignment today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 17 years it's been here. It's won awards, national awards for small banks. And four branches. It's one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. You see the names of a lot of these buildings are going up. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank, local board of directors, the whole, you know, shooting match there. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by at one of the branches. They're more than happy to talk to you about how good their bank is. I'm here with Rick Bassetti, general manager of Colt 45, so it must be Colt 45 season because he's come back across the United States from Florida where he lives. And the season's starting now. You need host families. Let's talk host family. And what is a host family?
A host family is a family, and it could be anyone, single person, married, four kids, whatever. You agree to host one of our players for the 9 weeks that he's going to be here. You give them their own place to sleep. We can't have our players sharing a bedroom with a young kid.
Right.
That's just common sense. You don't have to cook every night for them. You just show them where the food is when they get home. Because the reality is these kids, you know, they're college kids. They're all 19 to 23. You show a young man where the food is once, and it's pretty good. You show him, here's the fridge, here's where the leftovers are, here's where you make the sandwiches, stuff like that. Their routine normally is they sleep till mid to late break morning, you know. We do have an arrangement at Sun Oaks, and they let them use their weight room and stuff like that. So they'll go out there and they'll work out. Then they come into the ballpark about 2:33 for our 7:15 game. They get their early work in, and then they play the game. We clean up at the ballpark afterwards. They have their jobs they have to do there at the yard, and then they're off for the night. So they won't be getting home until 11 at the earliest, you know, that sort of thing. They have to follow house rules, whatever your family rules are. If you have some chores you'd like them to do, I mean, they're not indentured servants, but, you know, take out the garbage, mow the lawn, you know, stuff like that. That's expected. If there's a young people in there, they'll play catch with the kids. They're kind of like a big brother in the family. And so
your players have formed close relationships with a lot of the host families.
Oh, they're going to weddings. They're going to college graduations. They're being invited to family reunions. We have some families that travel across the country to go to a graduation. You know, we've got kids. We have two players this year from West Palm Beach, Florida. They're at Lynn University out there. So, you know, you develop a really close bond. And we have a pool of families over the years, the 20 years we've been doing this. And some people will host 1 year and drop out for a year or two, and then they come back and host again. And then some years we have, like last year, we had like 6 or 7 local guys within the year. And I'm talking local is, say, Chico North, right? This year we don't have that many, so I need more host families. Plus, we've started developing coaches. And so we have coaches now. Three of our coaches are young college coaches that mm-hmm. we're helping them with their careers. So I got to find places for them. One is at University of Florida. Two of them, one's at Texas A&M Texarkana. One's up at Feather River College. So we have get homes for them as well. They're older and that sort of thing. So anyway, that's where we're at. I'm still short about 9 players out of the 22 that I have to find hosts for.
Okay.
And so if you can call me. You can go to the website. There's an email there, info@RedandColt45. That comes directly to me. You can call me on my cell phone. It's 530-227-4443. Pretty easy. And then I'll give you all the information. You have some perks. You get some discounts on our swag at the ballpark. You have your own reserved section to sit in. The entire family, if there's 4 people in your family, you all get season passes to come to the games. And this year, the board has authorized me to provide a small financial stipend to help with the food because of inflation and how the cost is going up.
That's a good point because I was going to ask you offline. I said, these guys getting a stipend here for food, and but if you're giving it to the families, because these are 18, 19 year old healthy young men.
Oh yeah, you're talking 4,000 or 5,000 calories a day.
Yeah, you know, so
these boys are not
instead
easy
of buying a 5 pound roast, you buy a 7 pound roast, and
if you're buying a roast, or you buy an extra package of bologna. We have some generous families here.
I don't even want to get into that because this is not what we're talking about. Yeah. But we're talking about baseball.
Right.
It's going to start on Memorial Day weekend, mm-hmm. and it's going to be the first day is a salute to the veterans.
Veterans Day is the first day. It always is. So we honor our veterans and our any veteran comes in there, it's free. I'm trying to work on our first pitch. I'll talk to you offline on that, who it's going to be.
Okay.
One I can tell you is Big Dave. Big Dave from out at the home. You know, Dave is he's our loyal. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
He's first in line at the gate every day for the games. He still drives himself out to the ballpark every day. And so we've asked him to come. And I guess I can go ahead and say it. I don't know if he'll do it or not, but we want to get Senator Johansson. I mean, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have that place out there. But I just don't know. I haven't talked to Maurice in probably five, 6 months.
He's probably listening to the show right now.
Yeah, and so if he is, then he and Marianne can expect a phone call from us. We'd like to love to have him come out and throw out the first pitch with Big Dave. We'll have him do a simultaneous first pitch. The next night, I don't know if you'd heard, but Bill Plummer, who was, he passed away March 12th. He had a heart attack and died. And he was one of our kind of the sage of the team, you know. Mm-hmm. 53 years in professional baseball. My mentor graduated from Anderson 6 years before me and played in the big leagues for many, many years. Was Johnny Bench's backup during the Big Red Machine years. Coached in the minor leagues for, 20-plus years. Coached in the major leagues, you know, with the Seattle Mariners. And and then his last 20 years, he was with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And he was catching coordinator and player development. Just a wonderful man. And I love the guy. And he passed away. So that second night's going to be Bill Plummer night. And we got some special things planned for Bill. Half of the gate that night's going to go. He's establishing, or the family's establishing, a memorial scholarship.
Okay.
And so that'll go till the family will control where that money and who it goes to. We also are going to be doing a Swing with the Legends again this year, if you remember that, where we bring in 20, 25 former big league baseball players. We'll have an auction on June 23rd at Wind River Event Center. They've been a generous supporter of ours, and so we'll be doing that there again. And our Hall of Fame guest this year is going to be Goose Gossage. So if you remember the days of Goose Gossage, you know,
that was a while ago.
That mountain of the guy on the mound there,
you
know, over 300-plus saves, you know, in the big leagues. He'll be here, and we'll have a meet and greet that'll start like at 4:30, and dinner starts at 6.
And what day is that?
June 23. It's Sunday. It's June 23rd. Sunday evening.
Okay.
And then the next day is a golf tournament at Riverview. So we'll have 18 foursomes. If you want to come and play, it's $500 for a foursome, and there'll be a former big league ball player in your group with you. So it'll be turned into a fivesome.
Okay.
And we'll have a nice meal afterwards and that sort of thing. And half that money that we raise is also going to go towards the scholarship fund.
Okay. A lot of things happening.
A lot of things. It's going to be an exciting season. Patty's already lining up. We got Twins night. We've got We Back the Blue night. We got, you know, the first responders. And we got rodeo night. I think Sunday, the first opening weekend, is going to be rodeo night. So it's after the rodeo.
And yeah, it's after the rodeo.
Yeah, and it's always, we always get a good turnout. You know, a couple years ago, we helped sponsor Jackie Scarry when she was running for Miss Rodeo America.
Yeah, she's already Miss Rodeo California. Just saw Jackie a couple weeks ago.
Just a sweetheart.
At Red Bluff, yeah.
She's such a sweetheart.
She is. Now, the Colt 45s, we're going to be starting soon. Rick's going to be on a couple, because we've got so much more to talk about, like 4th of July, what happens on 4th of July, which is just, you know, just as extraordinary that you get to see everything. You get actually walk back, get in your car, and get home in 10 minutes, which is unlike maybe a couple other places you're at. And so many other things. And but baseball is back.
We want to talk about summer. We'd love to talk about the video project, too. We're building that video board.
Well, we're going to have you on every week until the season starts.
Okay, great. Thanks.
If that's okay with you. Because I think it's such an important part of being in Reading. You know, I mean, here it is, summer. Boys of Summer, you know, the Colt 45s that have been, how long have they been around?
20 years. This is our 21st year. We're going to do something different this year, too, with R&R Meats. We're going to have our own blend for the hamburger.
Whoa.
And CJ, they're making up a special blend for us with some Wagyu beef mixed into the burger.
Wow.
And you can... We haven't finalized anything, but I'll tell you about that later next time.
Yeah, next time, because there's a lot to talk about before season starts. Now, my friends, if you're saying, you know what, I'd like to host one of those guys.
Yep.
And, I mean, all ages, you know, family members and all that, and host them for the season.
Yeah, it's 9 weeks. It goes really fast.
Yeah.
You know, we play on average 4 games a week, and some weeks it's 5. You know, I just went in, how I know that, I went and paid for all the alcohol licenses. And, you know, so it's 3-game series, 4-game series. We have one stretch where we play 6 games in a row. We're also going to, we can talk about this later too, we're also going to have 2 youth camps.
Okay.
And these are going to be 2-day camps, one in June, one in July.
All right. Well, we'll have you on again next week. We can catch up on everything, also. So.
Thank you,
okay.
Carl.
Rick Bassetti, Colt 45s. The season's getting ready to begin at the end of, May starts tomorrow, so in the month.
Play ball!
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
How can I face the dawn of Sunday or Monday? I just can't face one day until you say you're mine. Oh, darling, please be mine. And make each bright tomorrow young and new. But I don't want to face tomorrow unless I see it with you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festive Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
I want to fall in love beginning from the start.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:34 in the morning, here on the 30th of April. It's about, I guess around 55 out there. Wind advisory was just added to the weather report, so it's going to be gusts as high as 18 miles per hour during the day and 22 miles per hour at night. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been in the business for well over 20 years. Jeff Wurst is the owner, operator there. It's a veteran-owned business, and nobody's going to take care of your windshields better than Jeff Wurst. It doesn't take chances on your family's safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle, car, truck, RV, down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and like I said, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. I'll get it right. And with Heidi Ramey and Lori Harrison. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Okay, move in a little bit closer to those. There you go.
All right.
Okay, well, tell us about the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. What are y'all?
Northern Valley Catholic Social Service is a social service program that has an umbrella of programs underneath it, including our family home visitation program. Lori can speak to that. Why don't you tell us about that, Lori?
Talking to the mic.
Sorry.
So Northern Valley Catholic Social Services has a program underneath it that is pregnant and parenting home visitation programs, and
okay.
Those are supporting families in our community and working really hard to make sure that they're supported and they get what they need via home visitation.
Okay. So this is people, families that are pregnant or girls that are pregnant, and so you all are there to support them.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And or the family itself. Okay. You're doing, you have Healthy Families, Shasta, and other things, right?
Yeah, so we're both in Butte and in Shasta County. So Healthy Family Shasta, and then we have Butte Baby Steps in Butte County. And then we also have our youth services, which is pregnant and parenting teens under the age of 22.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're supported in both counties right now.
Okay, so sometimes pregnancies are a surprise, and sometimes they're not, but they're young people, you know. They're young adults, and they need a little mentoring. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yes. We have the opportunity to provide a one-on-one coach, and this is a parent-led program. So they have the we're really focused on their goals. We listen to what their needs are, and then we use our resources in the community to help support everything from education, continuing high school if that's the situation. That we have some families that are looking for basic needs. So we're looking at homelessness or just food in our community and how we can support them to really meet their goals and meet them where they're at.
Okay, so do we have very many homeless pregnant? Oh, we do. You're shaking your head up and down here. Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, in our community right now, homelessness is real. We have a number of our families. We even have some of our teens who right now do not have a place to live, and they are couch surfing or with family, which is not always the best situation for them. We do have resources in our community, so that's been amazing through our Health and Human Services, and we've been able to connect families to those places to make sure that they're safe, not only as pregnant, but once they have given birth and they have their child, and finding a place for them that works for them as a family and it's safe for them. And then along with that comes a lot of other things, like where are they going to get their food? What does transportation look like? So Northern Valley Catholic Social Services is connected in the community in order to really serve and lift and support these families. So that has been I mean, one of our biggest goals is about inspiring hope, and I think that's what this program really does.
The Teenage Pregnancy and Parenting Program, TAP.
Yes.
And you're kind of talking about that now, but specifically for that, it's, you know, we've talked about it, it's for youth 22 and under, mm-hmm. essentially. And, again, you want to get the lady through her pregnancy successfully, give her the support she needs, she and her family if she has, you know, a husband, and then get them on their way after pregnancy so they can start in a positive sense. That's what I'm gleaning out of this.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we're really looking to help set a foundation of healthy development for their child, for both of the adults involved, mother, father, sometimes the family, so we can work with grandma or parents in the home. Obviously, we're dealing with teenagers, so we have just their goals about what they want to do. And so that would also be around them continuing their education, staying in school, continuing on their career paths. All of those are taken into consideration. And then we add those layers of child development to help them support their child and really what they're going to expect during the birthing experience and all of those pieces. And really just to let them know that there's someone there when you have a question.
So how many people do y'all help?
So right now...
I asked that question because they gave me a cheat sheet.
So...
Because I wouldn't ask, you know, usually. Yeah, okay, so tell me.
So through last year, we served over about 165 families.
That's in 2023.
And that was 2023. And provided about 1,600 home visits during last year.
And in home visits, you...
Home visits are evidence-based programs, curriculum that we're able to take out. And again... We go back to, you know, where they're at and what their needs are. But we are able to go to them. We'll go to a park. We'll meet them wherever it is that's convenient for them so that we can sit and chat and figure out what it is that we can really support them on.
Okay. Great. Now, you have a fundraiser this Saturday. Wow, it's already May 4th. Tell us about it.
Yes, we do. We have a fundraiser. So all those amazing programs that Lori just spoke about, we are raising money for them to make sure that they have what they need moving forward. And our event is called Mimosas in the Morning. It is at Tierra Oaks this Saturday, May 4th. It starts at 10 a.m. You can get tickets at www.nvcss.org. They are on sale right now. They're selling fast. Something fun about the event is that it's actually the Kentucky Derby Day. So you can wear your derby hat and get all dressed up, and there is going to be an award for the best hat. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'd love to have the community come and support these great programs.
And it's going to start at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go to noon.
Yep.
Okay, so you go out there and have brunch and mimosas.
Yeah.
And all the money goes to a great cause. It goes
absolutely.
To Northern Valley Catholic Social Services and
yes,
the types
absolutely.
Of things that you all do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for having
oh,
us here.
Of course. And I'll keep this and I'll remind people
yeah.
rest of the week about it. So they can get their tickets at their website mm-hmm. of nvcss.org.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And how much are they?
They are $65.
Okay. But that these are write-offs, right?
Yep.
You
yeah.
can, all of this is tax-deductible. Plus, you get
yes,
a great brunch.
You can.
Does this go back as much as you want type of brunch?
Yes, it
know?
Is, actually. That special word, bottomless.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bottomless mimosas and brunches and food. There you go.
Yeah.
So you start your Saturday off good, and then you can
watch the
go
derby
home
later.
And watch the derby run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How fun is that?
It is. Okay, ladies. Okay. Good luck with this, and thank you so much for what you do for our county and area out here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
I had Heidi Ramey and Lori Harrison on from Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. And we're going to take a quick break right now.
You really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, yeah. You really got me now. You got me so I can't be better. us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda is on sabbatical, and she's got Buford with her. Now I've got to call her and say, if you can swing in here before 9 o'clock, because my next guest wants to be able to see him. So today, the 30th of April, 7:48 in the morning, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day out there. And enjoy it for the next couple of days, because Friday's going to be nice, but in a high near 79. So, but Friday night, the showers are starting, and it looks like showers for Saturday and Sunday, and maybe a chance for Monday. So, just be prepared. Mark Story's with me early. Just couldn't wait.
No, I was looking forward to it.
Okay, good morning. So the first thing he says to me, he starts torquing my jaws here about where Buford is. Buford has been our office dog since literally the week we got him. And he comes, he lays underneath the table here. Yesterday, he kind of wrapped around the chair that Tracy Edwards, Stacy Edwards was standing or sitting on. And he's just become a love here.
Right.
Stacy.
So you
he's
can,
quiet.
You can imagine my disappointment when he's not here for our monthly animal hour.
Well, here's my concern. That he may have had, you know, he may have had a, you know, somewhat of a little traumatic experience
yeah.
being in the, being in Haven Humane
not
for 72 days.
Not
and
with me.
When he saw you, he, you know, and he might have,
crazy.
He might have gone, oh, yeah, you're right. He hasn't met anybody yet that he just doesn't expect.
Well, I spent a lot of time with Buford when he was at Haven. He's a great dog.
He's a great dog.
Yeah.
He has a couple foibles that we discovered and that we're working with right now. That when he gets excited, you know, Buford, something clicks in Buford's head. And then Buford is just all play. He wants to mouth your arm, your toes, all of that. So we're breaking him of that right now. So
I mean, Linda's trying to break you of yours for years. So
yeah,
I mean,
it shows you how far that got.
Yeah, right.
So.
Exactly.
Hey, y'all put on Facebook a, I'm talking to Mark Story, by the way, CEO of Haven Humane. And Mark and I go back a long way and, are good friends. So the, Facebook I look and it, you know, every week or maybe every other week, I'm not sure, you put out on, you know, who's been adopted. Ooh. And I swear to God, I look at these pictures of people with their animals. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what a great choice, because they just seem to match.
Yeah.
And then I went back and looked at a picture of Buford and Linda and I. I thought, yeah, everybody there's smiling, dogs smiling, we're smiling. And you see people with cats, with kittens, with dogs.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean.
Yeah, they don't really post those on like a schedule. They post them as often
yeah.
as they can.
And it's usually
they
like
save up
16
a few,
to
yeah.
18.
Yeah, they save up a few just yeah. because otherwise we just flood our Facebook with those posts, which is great, but it hides other ones that we need to get out there. So yeah, they're great. In fact, one of my friends, another good friend of mine, came in. He lives in Vacaville. He was in the Air Force with me, and he is going to be moving to South Carolina. And at the end of the month, end of May, rather.
Is he moving there because of a job, or is he's just had enough?
Yeah, no, he's moving there because of some other stuff going on. So, and they had a dog, but the other half is keeping the dog. So
that's why he's moving on.
He came and stayed with us for a few days, and he met this little puppy that we had. I think you met Bean, because I think Garbanzo Bean, I think he was actually the pet of the week. Oh, maybe not. He was going to be. So we had this little puppy named Garbanzo Bean. He was, he's 9 months old now, but he's been with us for quite some time. And he met him when he came up and stayed with Tina and I for about a week. And, he called me up and he goes, hey, I'm coming up Friday. I'm going to adopt Bean. And I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, okay, great. So he drove up last Friday and adopted Bean and they are just, it's like Buford. They're just like, they've always been together. Just a great fit.
Why did Buford stay 72 days?
No.
I mean, because when Katrina, mm-hmm. and what a nice person she
yeah.
is.
Yeah, Katrina's great.
Brought in Buford that day. I mean, she's brought in, you know, countless mm-hmm. dogs. Mm-hmm. And there's so many of them that we liked. But it wasn't, I don't know, but it was when Buford came in and Linda played with him. And when he offers you his paw. And it's kind of like, it's really endearing. And
oh, yeah.
So, and then next week, of course, we adopted Buford, changed our lives. But when Katrina announced Buford's got a new home after 72 days, and I was thinking, 72 days? Because he is just a love. Why?
I mean, we have animals have been there a lot longer than that.
I understand.
Willy Wonka is a perfect example of that. He's a chocolate and white pity mix. He's the greatest boy. He's great. He's good with other animals. He's good with people. Willie's just an overall good dog, and he's been there for a long, long time. So,
You know, I stopped trying to make rhyme or reason out of any of that because I see dogs that I think are super highly adoptable and they stay in there for 72 days. And then I see dogs and I'm like, this one's probably going to be here for a little while. And they're adopted on day two. So, you know, I think it just goes back to the, and as much as, you know, you and Linda would like to think that you picked out Buford, Buford came in here and he picked you guys out and you know, yeah, won you guys over. And so,
yep,
that's why I tell people all the time, you know, when you go to a shelter, whether it's Haven or whether it's another shelter, when you go to a shelter, don't go in there with some kind of preconceived notions. Don't go in there with, I'm going to adopt a 80-pound dog that's black with, you know, whatever. Don't, just go in there and say, I'm just going to go in there, and if a dog finds me or a cat, then I'm going to adopt that one and connect with one. And you may walk out of there thinking, you know, you may walk in thinking you're going to adopt an 80-pound huge dog and walk out with a 15-pound little chihuahua, just because that's the dog that connected with you. I mean, that's an extreme example.
Well,
don't get me wrong, but
my little, yeah, my YouTube post, I said, here we come. We're Haven Humane.
Oh, that was great.
And we've got, you know, I'm looking for that small white female hypoallergenic, you know, dog to take home. And then I panned over to, there's Buford.
And yeah, that's exactly what we got.
Yep, and this is Buford. Yeah, kind of a surprise to me, too.
I actually watched it and laughed and then showed Tina, and she was cracking up. Oh, gosh, it was hilarious. That was great. That was perfect.
Now, okay, we got a couple of cats to give away here.
Oh, do you want to get started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, let's not, because we only got like 3 minutes
here.
So how's it been going out there? I mean, You've got like 12 balls in here. People don't know. Give us a typical day, your day.
Oh, God, there's no such thing as a typical day.
Well, but kind of, I mean, the things that happen with you.
Well, wow, in 3 minutes? That's tough. You know, normally for me, I'll have something scheduled for that day. Today is a fairly light when it comes to schedule. Doesn't mean I'm not going to be swamped all day. But, you know, I have the radio show and I have a couple other things I need to do scheduled. But really, most of the time, it's just going from fire to fire and putting them out. And that fire could be a customer, it could be an animal related, it could be employee related, something like that. And then when I'm not doing that, then I'm either working on projects that are coming up or reports that are due monthly or board reports, stuff like that. But if I'm not doing any of those things, which is good for me, then I'm usually walking around talking to the staff, interacting with some of the volunteers and the animals. I mean, that's where I met Buford. He was out with Heather, which you've met.
Heather called us 3 weeks later.
Yeah, I know. I told her that you guys were getting a restraining order, and she started cracking up.
No, she just wanted to help.
No, she absolutely loves Buford, and she loves so many of them, and she's great. She's actually we awarded her the 2023 Volunteer of the Year Award. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she is fantastic. But all of our volunteers are absolutely amazing. Yeah. So, you know, I get to do that kind of stuff. I'm also out in the community quite a bit, going to visit folks. Doing lunches with...
Yeah, you do Rotary clubs and all
those
things.
Yeah, I'm a member of Reading East Rotary, and so...
I mean, it's
yeah,
like part of your job.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a very important part of the job because, as you know, you and I have talked, I think there are still people within our community that don't know where Haven is or what we do or how much we do, and, you know, that's not their fault. That's our fault. We need to be out there more and doing that. So we do a bunch of outreaches. You know, we do Paws for Paws, which we're doing, looks like next week at Shasta College again. You know, so we do as much as we can to be out in the community. So, yeah, there's nothing typical about a typical day for me. Some days I really wish there were, and then most days I'm glad there isn't.
You know, there isn't a typical day. And you got to be, yeah.
It's never boring, I will tell you that. Ever.
It's amazing. You know, people ask me, what do you do after the show? And I go... And it's not hard to answer, but it's kind of like every day is different.
Yeah.
People drop by a lot here, and so I spend time chit-chatting with them. But then, you know, there's always, you know, something going on here that, you know, we have to address. And some things I should be addressing that I don't. But, because I think to myself, if I just really totally ignore it, maybe it'll go away. Well, this one thing I've totally ignored for 3 months is not going away, and they just need some information. I mean, it's already paid for and everything. So maybe today I'm going to get to it and get it all done. So okay. Then I won't have that there. But no, I agree totally with you. It's just every day is different. So, okay, got to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back after the news with Haven Humane.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Held in contempt of court, former President Trump has been slapped with a fine by the judge presiding over his criminal trial in New York.
Judge Juan Merchan concluded that the former president repeatedly violated a gag order that barred him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and some others connected to his New York criminal trial. The judge rebuked Trump, holding him in contempt of court and fining him $9,000, $1,000 each for 9 violations. The former president had insisted he was exercising his free speech rights with his comments and social media posts. Greg Clydeston, Washington.
The FBI investigating what turned into a deadly day yesterday for law enforcement in North Carolina. Another case of what the Fraternal Order of Police calls a war on cops.
Monday's tragic day here in Charlotte has now left 4 law enforcement officials dead in the line of duty, including a U.S. Marshal. A Charlotte-Mecklenburg police officer died in a local hospital Monday evening here after being critically wounded by a high-powered rifle in the hands of a felon. 4 additional law enforcement officials were also wounded in Monday's shootout. This all happened when the U.S. Marshals Task Force was attempting to serve a warrant. The felon, who shot the law enforcement officials, was himself shot and killed by police and U.S. Marshals. Jim Kress, Charlotte.
Escalating their anti-Israel uprising, protesters today took over an academic building on the campus of New York's Columbia University. Consumer confidence, as measured by the Conference Board, continues to sink, falling to a 21-month low this month. Consumer confidence, closely watched by the financial markets because consumer spending plays such a big role in the health of the U.S. economy. And on Wall Street, stocks are in the red this morning, the Dow down 146 points, while the Nasdaq is off 58 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, an evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
They're rolling out a new currency in Zimbabwe, hoping to right the listing economic ship of state.
The Zig notes and coins go live today, with the digital version having already lost a quarter of its value against the U.S. dollar on the black market. The central bank has said the currency is backed by gold and foreign currency reserves to help preserve value. The highest denomination available is the 200 Zig note, worth about $15. The authorities will limit weekly cash withdrawals to 30,000 Zig for individuals. This is Zimbabwe's third currency in 10 years, another attempt to halt double-digit inflation and an economic crisis that in the past has been fueled by rapidly devaluing local notes.
The BBC's Shingai Nyoka. 20 years after Poland joined the European Union, its finance minister says the country is still not quite ready to adopt the euro currency. News and analysis at townhall.com. We have another spectacular view of the heavens.
NASA's Webb Space Telescope has revealed the sharpest images yet of a portion of a horse-shaped nebula. The Horsehead Nebula is located in the Orion constellation and is 1,300 light-years away. Webb's new glamour shots released Monday captured the Horsehead's mane in finer detail, illuminating its clouds of gas and dust. The nebula is a favorite target of space observatories, including the Hubble Space Telescope. Last year, the European Space Telescope Euclid took fresh photos of Horsehead. Keith Peters reporting.
King Charles of Britain returning to public duties with a visit today to a cancer treatment charity. Charles beginning his carefully managed comeback after the monarch's own cancer diagnosis sidelined him for several months. The Nasdaq is down 73 points. The S&P is off 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda might be swinging by here. This is her day off, and she might be swinging by here, though, toward later in the day because Mark has been saying, where's Buford? So we're going to try and bring Buford by for you to see. Hey, it's the 30th of April. 2024, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm, and it's National Military Brats Day.
Good morning. Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah.
We have National Bugs Bunny Day.
Ooh, another strong day.
Yes, sir. And National Honesty Day. Oh, and you know what? It's National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Hey, there you go. National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Wow.
How about that?
Sports I feel like fans. That happens like a dozen times a year.
Maybe it does. Who cares?
I think it's great.
It should be every day.
I agree.
Okay.
I don't know about the Bugs Bunny part, but the Adopt a Shelter animal should happen
kidding?
Every day.
You're in the Air Force. the weather for the next week.
That was sly.
Okay, hey, today's sunny with a high near 75 and a low around 47 tonight. There's wind advisories out, my friends. It's going to be gusting as high as 22 miles per hour, so be aware out there. The rest of the week's going to be just like today. Highs near 77, sunny, lows in the low 50s. Now, Friday night, chance of showers, and looks like Saturday and Sunday have a chance for showers. Now, Sunday is a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny. Monday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny, with a high near 69. So, it's going to be, looks like, a real nice week. We still get a little rain in there. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned company, a great bunch of people down there, the Kenny family. Won't go wrong doing business with them. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story. He was here for the last 15 minutes, but now we're into animal hour.
That's right.
Just get your money's worth here, buddy. Okay. Cats today. Usually it's doggies.
Yeah, Janet wanted to share a story. Janet does all this, gets all my topics for me, and then we go over it together, and I appreciate everything she does. Thanks,
is that
Janet.
Janet Tedder.
It is Janet Tedder, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she is our executive assistant and so much more.
Oh, yeah.
So the animal story today is today I'll introduce you to the two cats in Sasha's Playhouse. Sasha's Playhouse is our community cat room there in the adoption center. Who couldn't be more opposite of each other. Little Man is a sleek, short-haired, solid black 11-month-old cat. He was found abandoned in a crate at Motel 6. He loves attention, loves to be petted, loves to play, and has a sweet, tiny meow. He does. He's actually super, super cute. His adoption fee is partially sponsored and is $25. The other cat, Flair, is taking a bit of time to warm up to people, but he finds comfort in the company of other cats. He's 8 months old and mostly white with brown tabby areas. His adoption fee is fully sponsored. He will probably hide out in his new home for quite a while until he's comfortable. And although he hisses and pulls back, he does like chin scratches and getting petted, so we know he'll become a good house cat once he feels safe and loved. I was in Sasha's the other day with an amazing young lady from Foothill High School. She's in the Interact Club, and she did a towel drive for us and brought in 108 towels and a whole bunch of other stuff. I think it was 8 blankets and 14 toys and 15 food items. It was Ava Davis is her name, and she did all this collection and did that. And we went into Sasha's, and she was actually petting Flair, and Flair was great. Very scared. Didn't come out at first, but Ava just sat down, and Flair was in her lap pretty quickly and getting loves and really enjoying it. So he will come around pretty quickly. And Little Man is great. I mean, I was petting him right away, and he had just gone into Sasha's, I think, that day or the day before. So he was still a little new in the area, but yeah, he's got a small little skinny face. He's cute, really cute.
You know, I've gotten kind of, I won't say addicted, that's not right, but when I'm looking at these reels and these cat reels, I mean, some of them are just hilarious. You know, that cat is pushing it. You know, the dog growls at it. Cat's paw comes out and touches the dog's paw and just watches him. I mean, I know we project human thoughts onto them, but you have to wonder, what is that cat thinking right there?
Cats have some really cool personalities, that's for sure. I mean, they're just like dogs and like people. They're all individuals, and they all have their own little quirks and their funny things and their love is. And they get loves the way they want to get loves most of the time. But, yeah, I mean, I had a cat that was like a dog. I could play fetch with him, and he'd bring it back, and he'd play fetch until I got bored. He would never get bored, so... Cats are very different and very funny, and are two great cats that really need a home.
And if you have to leave for a weekend.
Yeah, they're a lot more independent.
They're a lot more independent. Mm-hmm. You leave the food, lots of food and water out for them, and they're a clean litter box. I mean, they can hang out, and they probably said, wow, it's about time they left.
Yeah.
That kind of thought. Okay. Now, the towels that people bring in, you were just talking about, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. Sure. But, like, we have a lot of towels that are now relegated to our, rag closet, but they're not raggedy. They're just
old. We'll take used towels, new towels, whatever, and we'll wash them. Yeah. So, we use towels a lot, like a lot.
Okay, good. So I can empty out that closet. We can always use towels.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool. Okay. All right. Bissell is back.
Yeah, Bissell's back. We're doing the Empty the Shelter event. It starts tomorrow. It's through the 15th, so it's a great time to adopt a dog or cat. All you do is pay for the licensing fee for a dog adoption. All adopted pets will be spayed or neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped as always. And that's thanks to Kathy Bissell and the Bissell Pet Foundation. They do an amazing job. Every year they get so many animals into homes throughout the year.
So what this means, my friends, is you go down there between the May 1st and the 15th, and you find that special animal that special new member of your family,
right?
Or they'll find you.
Yep.
And the only thing you have to pay is licensing.
That's correct.
And which is very reasonable, and which is a great deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So, come on down. We've got lots and lots of animals. We are really, really, really full. And we've got all kinds of different dogs, cats, kittens, puppies, everything right now. So just come on down. And we are open Monday through Saturday. The adoption center is open 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday. You can also call 241-1653, talk to an adoption counselor. Go to havenhumane.org. You can look at our adopt-animals on Pet Finder and Adopt-A-Pet. And you can actually call and say, hey, I'm really interested in this animal. Can I schedule an appointment to see that animal? And then you'll definitely be able to see them. We do request that if you have other animals, we may want to do a dog meeting. Yeah, meet and greet. Because, dogs are just like people. Not everybody likes everybody else. Same thing with dogs. We want to make sure it's a good fit. What we don't want is we don't want people coming down here getting a free adoption and then returning it 24 hours later. We want to make sure that when these animals leave, they go into forever homes. And that is our whole goal. And the way we do that, or the way that we help that, because obviously not everyone is going to work out perfectly, and we understand that, but we want to make sure that we've done everything that we can to make sure that those animals do not come back to the shelter. So we want to make sure that you're living and your lifestyle and your living conditions, yard, fence, all that stuff, activity level, matches the animal that you're trying to adopt. Because if it doesn't, then we're setting it up for failure. If it does, then we're setting it up for success. And so that's what our adoption counselors do. They ask some very simple questions, and they just talk to you.
you know, and figure it out. So, you know, if you're living in a one-bedroom apartment and you come in and you want a border collie that's a year old, that's probably not going to be a good fit, and it's probably not going to last very long. So we want to talk to you about, hey, maybe this would be a better pet for you at this time. You know, and maybe get the border collie when you get a house with a ranch style collie. House with, you yeah. know, lots of property. Then
border collie needs a job, and if it gets bored, it exactly. has a tendency to get destructive.
It does, and it needs lots of exercise. And again, I love border collies. It's nothing against border collies.
It's just their breed.
Yeah, we just need to find yeah. the right place for them.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof at Judy Maxwell's business. She's got an insurance division and a financial management division. She's been doing this since 1993, so she knows what she's doing. She helps people find that insurance. We were just talking. Rick Bassetti was in here offline about the problems they're having with insurance down in Florida, the same kind that we are having right here in California. And that is where Judy is truly a master at finding affordable insurance for your property. Give her a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review, a free inspection and analysis, and see how Judy and some of her people can help you. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out of fuse out here at home. And I think it's gonna be long.
Join us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaum. Today, Tuesday, the 30th of April, 8:19 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you got injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you should because of the insurance company's delays, and you're not sure if what's happening is the right thing, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. He is an expert on workers' compensation, workers' injuries. He's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, and he knows what he's talking about. He is there to help you. If you're not getting that treatment, if there's been a delay and you're just not sure what's going on, Patrick will tell you the truth. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. If the insurance company is the one doing all the delaying, your employer wants you back, your spouse wants you back, you want to be back, but an injury from work can be life changing. Give them a call, 530-262-2168. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about all the things that are happening. The Daniel Zanine. So it's said just the way it's spelled, Zanine.
It is. Yeah, I know. That just threw me off, too.
Memorial for Paws is happening soon.
Yeah, 2 weeks from this Friday. Yeah. It's going to be Friday, May 17th at Tierra Oaks. It's a four-person scramble. It's going to be a great event. We are doing Tierra Oaks for the first time this year. We're excited about trying out Tierra Oaks for the tournament. Again, it's going to be Friday, May 17th. You can register your team on our website, havenhumane.org. Havenhumane.org. I don't think I said that very well. Under Ways to Give. If you'd like to sponsor a hole for just $100, we will put up your advertising at the hole. You can call 241-5262, talk to our amazing development team, and then we'll get that done. I believe we need to get all of the sponsors in by, I think it's either the end of this week or beginning of next week. But we do still need about 10 more teams for that. So, again, you can either go to havenhumane.org under Ways to Give to register. It is $500 for a team. Or you can call 241-5262. It is going to be great. We've got a lot of great raffle prizes. We've got great prizes for first, second, and third place for all the teams. We've got some fun events planned. It is going to be a lunch as well afterwards. It's going to be a great event.
It's a great event. Yeah. You got all types of neat things that are raffled off. It's going to be raffling and all that.
We do the tickets, the raffle tickets, and we've got, I think we have a trip, and it's a lot of fun. We've got some really great prizes. It all goes through a great cause, so it all goes back to the animals, which is great. So
okay.
Tierra Oaks is in great shape right now. We're getting a little bit more rain, which is great, so it's going to be a little greener still. So
privately owned.
Yeah.
They've made some changes out there.
They've made a lot. Yeah, Jason's doing a great job out there, and I think he turned around Great Branch, and I think that Tierra Oaks is going to be where it needs to be here soon. So I think it's great.
They have a great Friday night happy hour there with bands and everything. We've gone there a couple of times. It's been with some friends.
We went out there for our first meeting with them, and it was fantastic. The whole staff was very welcoming, and they were all excited about it, and they had some great ideas on how to improve the tournament and what we're doing. And so we're really excited about it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun out in Tierra. May 17th, so it's soon, and if we keep going with the weather we're having, then, it should be really nice weather for it. And hopefully we get all the teams filled up so that we can have a big full tournament, and it'll be a lot of fun.
So there's still room for some teams.
There is, yeah. I think we have 19 signed up, and we want to get to 29, so we need 10 more teams.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, are you going to bring a ringer in on your team like you usually do?
I haven't had a ringer on my team in many, 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 many years.
What's his name? Dan?
Dan Scott. Yeah, Dan I believe Scott will be playing with. He's going to put. I think he's putting a team together. At least I hope he is. Dan, if you're listening, I'm pretty sure Dan's putting a team together. But no, I actually am. I'm probably going to barely be able to play. So I am gonna play.
Oh, that's
but,
right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but that's going to be a good time.
You can be the designated putter.
Yeah, I'm going to putt. That's probably all I'm going to do. I might drive off the first tee just kind of as a...
And then we carry you back to the... carry you back to the cart. Yeah. Here, we'll put you on the beer cart. You'll feel better. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Your favorite event, because this is where you get to wear your tights.
No. This is Mark's spandex event.
So we're going to have our 11th annual Zumba Bash, which is hosted by Anderson Family Fitness on Saturday, August 17th. It is at Wind River at the Event Center. The theme this year is going to be Masquerade Ball. So dance the night away to the Masquerade Ball theme picked just for this event by Jennifer Lozoya. And if anybody doesn't know Jennifer, she is a local trainer. She is absolutely amazing. She is at Anderson Family Fitness. They do all the work on this, and they are fantastic. She will get a bunch of Zumba instructors from all over who volunteer, donate their time and talent to raise awareness and funds for Haven. So that will be Saturday, August 17th at Wind River. Tickets will be available soon. Again, keep looking at our website, havenhumane.org. We will be putting it up there. And then, of course, we do have our 16th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Gala, which will be on Saturday, October 5th at Wind River. The theme this year is superheroes and villains, and costumes are certainly encouraged, not required, but encouraged. We do give out a pretty good prize for the best dressed group and table. So we do have people that decorate their own tables. And you can watch a great video on last year's event on our YouTube channel, which is Haven Humane. Just go to Haven Humane Society on YouTube. And we had an amazing videographer do a fantastic video. Came out really, really good. And that's on our YouTube channel there, so you can check that out. But that's going to be Saturday, October 5th.
This is really a great event. We really, really enjoy this event. But it is a big fundraiser for Haven Humane.
It's our biggest fundraiser, yeah.
But I tell you what, they have a dessert auction. And I remember that one year it was like space aliens and all this. If you remember that the movie Alien with Sigourney Weaver and that monster came out of that guy's stomach, that was one of the cakes. Yeah. I swear, you're looking at this. How did they make this thing? And it was all made out of, I mean, it was a cake. It wasn't any plastic things.
Yeah, last year was Alice in Wonderland, and we had some Alice in Wonderland cakes. So I was just, I didn't even want to cut into them. Like, I can't believe people cut into them. But they were great. So, yeah, we're going to have the dessert auction again. We'll have live auction and silent auction. We have some great – I mean, they've been working on it already for months. We're going to have some great stuff there as well. DJ Jake Easy will be the DJ again, which is great. So
Jake Easy.
It's a really fun night. And for me, yes, it is a fundraiser. Yes, it is a live and silent auction. But really, it is our chance to celebrate our successes over the year and share that with all of our supporters.
Great
and
videos.
It's just
planned.
a fun night. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you that I remember the first one you were involved in, and we were there. And your guys, I can say this now because this was years ago, you had oversold it. And
that wasn't the first one. That was the second one I was involved with.
Okay. Well, whatever it was.
It was the first one at Wind River. So that would have been 2014, yeah.
Well, the second one was there at Wind River, too.
No, that was the second one, 2014. The first one was at Red Lion.
Okay. The second one there, and so your staff was up eating in the above foyer and trying to fit people in. But it was such a great event, and people were so understanding about that. And so, everybody has a seat. Everybody gets a dinner. Yeah. Oh, we did that Saturday at Story Club International. You know, we had all of a sudden another 20 people. So, I mean, we were close to 300 people there on Saturday night. And so if there was an empty seat, we were grabbing the meal tickets. I mean, I don't have anything to do it, but I help.
Yeah.
So,
we sell out every year. So, yeah. and we love it. And, you know, we
get your tickets early.
Yeah.
This
we can't
is like
think
October.
Enough. Yeah. Get your tables early. So we're just selling tables and you can buy tables now. Again, 241-5262, you can contact them and you can figure out, you know, what level of sponsorship you want to be at, or if you just want to buy a table, that's totally fine too. And table seat 10. So yeah, really looking forward to it. I love that event. It's so much fun.
It is. Okay, we're going to take a break. Hey, Reading Rodeo is coming back May 15th through the 18th, and 4 days. It's going to be Native Appreciation Night. Native American Night, Thursday is Family Night, Friday is Think Pink, and Saturday is Veterans Appreciation Night, and it is going to be 4 nights of fun. Now, when you get your tickets, and you need to start buying your tickets because this place sells out, is go to readingrodeo.com. Buy your tickets there. You buy it anywhere else but there, and you may not have tickets that night. I saw it happen at Red Bluff. Everybody wanted them to go to the RedBluffRoundup.com, and that's where you bought your tickets. So it's ReadingRodeo.com is where you get your tickets. And that's quick, coming up on us fast. There's a whole week of great things that are going to be happening that week. And Reading Rodeo, the 76th annual Reading Rodeo. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
There's always someone around you who will come. It's nothing at all.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 8:34 in the morning here on the 30th of April, last day of April. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, it's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's where you go. It's where men go and boys go to get haircuts. Yep. Have you been down there yet, Ben?
No, I have this guy in Shasta County.
The jail?
Yes. They have one haircut type.
What the jail? Hey, this place is not the jail. This is the best barbershop I've ever been into. I mean, I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years. This is a veteran-owned family-owned business. Been there since 1960. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I just make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. You can do that. So you make your appointment, works out on your schedule, or just drop by. And if they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Man's last stronghold. With the sheriff's office, you like that, huh?
That was great.
You know, it's like sitting in the chair at Paris Island. Oh, hey, could you leave a little bit of the, you want your sideburns? Yeah. And they hand them to you.
Oh, that's funny. Vince in Shasta County, you immediately said, what, the jail?
It's not a salon over there in Cypress Square. Yeah, so you could probably get your face cabbage trim there, though.
My face cabbage, yeah, okay.
You know, I remember what my drill instructor said to me one time. Not to me. Said it to all of us.
I don't believe you remember.
Yeah, no, I do. You know what? It's funny. I can't remember your name, but I can tell you almost daily what happened at boot camp in 1970 at Paris Island. I mean, from the minute I arrived to the minute as we were in the back of the bus thinking, are they going to stop the bus and come back and screw with us again?
Well, yeah, you were recycled, what, 5 times?
I wasn't recycled at all, in fact, there, son. No, it just reminded me drill instructor said, he says, why would you grow something on purpose on your face that grows by accident on your butt? That's a Marine saying, and we all believed everything they said. Mm-hmm. So, you try shaving every day for 32 years. It's difficult. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven New Man, and I love him.
Right back at you.
Like a brother. Yeah. Okay, buddy. We're talking about some other things.
Yeah, YouTube. Please go to our Haven YouTube site and subscribe to that. We do a weekly thing called Haven Happenings. We talk about what's going on, introduce you to usually a staff member and an animal. Lately it's been a dog because we're so full on dogs right now, but it's a lot of fun, and we really do need more subscribers so that we can get out there and really get the YouTube analytics up so that more people can see the message, which is really what we're after on that. So check that out on our Haven YouTube. I want to talk about Vet Hospital. So we are still on our winter walk-in vaccine clinic hours, which are every Wednesday. We have our vaccine clinic. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. That will be changing on Wednesday, May 15th to 8 to 10 a.m. So on Wednesday, May 15th, we'll be changing to 8 to 10 a.m. for our vaccine clinics. And the reason for that is the heat's coming. So it's way too hot at 2 to 4. So that is outside of our vet hospital. Again, it's going to be every Wednesday for the next – so what is that? The next 2 weeks, it's going to be 2 to 4 p.m. And then after that, it will be 8 to 10. And that will last through – I think we do that through November. But we'll keep you posted on that. We also
make sure that you have your, obviously your dogs leashed, and then cats need to be in a carrier. We also do our Feral Fiesta Day, which is the last Thursday of the month, where we will spay and neuter up to 50 feral cats that need to be in traps. Drop them off at 7:15. You pick them up same day at 4 p.m. We do have vouchers that assist with the payment of that, so they take some of the money off. We did have some City of Reading feral vouchers, but we are out of those until July 1st, which covered all the costs. But we do have some vouchers that for City of Reading that still take off a big portion of the cost, just not all of it. But July 1st, those will be back out as well. And then we also do seven trap neuter release, so feral cats or community cats, Monday through Thursday, up to seven a day. Check-in time, again, is at 7:15, and the cost for that is $45. And, again, there are vouchers available
and
for
the reason
too.
We do this is, I say we being as a community, is you got a feral cat in your neighborhood, you trap it, take it down to Haven, have it altered, spayed or neutered, bring it back and drop it off in your neighborhood again. The cat will stay there, will protect its area, but it can't breed. It can't have kittens. Yeah. The lady next door, I love that lady next door, and she adopted a dog, but feral cat got underneath her her porch and had her kittens. And so, but the dog, which can't get under the porch, is there, knows about the kittens and everything, and she's just having a battle going on. And she didn't, she hadn't been feeding the cat or anything, and just found the safe place it felt to have it, you know. So that cat goes out and hunts and then comes back. But I think, I don't know, I'll talk to her this week about what she's going to do.
Yeah.
And she's not going to keep seven kittens or six kittens or five.
Yeah, and we need everybody to do it. Yeah. It's difficult, and I know it's a tough task.
Man, I can tell you every cat in our neighborhood now when I walk with Buford. But I tell you, the other thing is, there's no cats in our backyard anymore.
Yeah, no.
And he doesn't go out there all the time, but he just needs to go out there and pee now and then, and it seems like that keeps him away.
So I got some adoption stats. So since January 1, we've taken in 786 dogs. 352 of those have been adopted. 129 of those have gone to rescue organizations, and 171 returned to their families for a total of 652 that were leaving the shelter. Our longest dog resident, we were talking about this earlier, was a long-haired Chihuahua named Chico, who was with us for 246 days. We've taken in 494 cats since the beginning of the year. 233 have been adopted, 28 went to rescue, and 6 returned to their families for a total of 267.
Now, if you just do your math here, that means you've got 130 dogs.
No, that means that we have 130 dogs based off of all of the ones that came in since January 1, but we already had dogs that were already here. So we have probably 200 dogs right now in the shelter.
How many dogs can you keep?
Less than that.
Okay.
The longest feline resident was a solid black cat named Candy, who was with us for 261 days. So, unfortunately, we are still full. So please help us network adoptable pets. Tell everyone you know that we've got great pets at reasonable adoption fees. And May 1st through the 15th, it's going to be sponsored from Bissell Pet Foundation, so empty the shelters. They come altered, microchipped, and current on vaccinations. You can share our Facebook and YouTube links and help us network these deserving pets. So please, please do that.
I may give Buford his own Facebook page since and use it as a advertisement for going down. We didn't think we were going to adopt a dog from Haven Humane. Not because there weren't great dogs, because we saw great dogs coming through there. But we had this one type of dog in our mind that we had had like before. But we also realized there was never going to be another Snooki. And it just, like you said, Buford came in, linked to us, and that was it. And we can't be happier with this dog, my friends. And if you're thinking about getting a dog, they've got them all shapes and sizes down there. If you want a small dog, they got small dogs. You want a dog that's going to be able to run with you along the trail or take long walks with you, they've got that. Buford could go on that trail, and I think he could go for hours. Then he comes back and sleeps for hours. Yeah. Okay, maybe not hours.
Yeah, maybe not hours.
Okay, he had a big day yesterday.
He's not in shape.
His eyes were red, and he was like, okay, I'm not moving from here.
He's a sprinter, not a distance runner.
Well, you know what? We're going to do a DNA on him and see just what kind of dog that is, because some people are saying Akita, some people are saying Husky. The vet thinks Shepherd Husky with maybe some cattle dog in him because he's got spots on his nose.
Yeah, he does. And it would be interesting to DNA test him, actually. I really want to see the results on that.
You want to pay for it?
No.
Is that okay.
And
it's only like $70. But here's the thing is, you send off the DNA, they will also send you back something that says health problems these breeds of dogs have or are susceptible to.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean you're going to get them. It's like, you know, with people. Yeah. But it's always nice to see some. Or foods they shouldn't eat. We haven't found that yet.
Yeah. Yeah, he eats everything, you know, I'm sure. Yeah, no, Buford's a good boy. And, you know, that's a perfect example of don't come in with a preconceived notion on what you want. Because if I had to – now, I told you guys when you adopted Buford that I thought he was perfect for you guys, and I still believe that, and now you guys do. But if I had to, before Buford came in, say what would be the perfect dog for the bots, I don't think Buford would have been what I would have thought. And just because I knew who Snooki was.
Yeah.
So, you know, but again, don't have those preconceived notions.
All right. We got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by REU. If you think about getting an electric vehicle, then, car, truck, or, bike, then look at REU, because they have rebates available that can offset the cost of these vehicles and charging stations. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
Every border was dancing in the moonlight, dancing in the moonlight. Everybody was feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucket by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best deal.
Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Tomorrow is the 1st of May. Reading Police Department will join us, along with another organization. I think it's a veterans organization joins us tomorrow. And Friday will be Congressman Doug LaMalfa, depending on what happens back in the swamp. So, but today we have Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and volunteers, the lifeblood of Haven Humane.
Yeah, so last Saturday we had our volunteer appreciation luncheon, and it's a really cool day. It's one of my favorite days of the year. The managers bring in a potluck, and then Haven buys some food, and we grill up some burgers and veggie burgers, and we bring in all kinds of stuff. We have a menu. We sit them all down, and then Cassie Badman, who is our volunteer coordinator and our Camp Love a Pet director, does some special awards for them, and we recognize the volunteers, and it's just, it's a fun morning. It's good food, and it's just, it was great. We were packed to the gills at the, in our classroom. We had over 50 volunteers show up, which was great. And, you know, we just can't thank them enough. I mean, they're absolutely amazing. They are so special to everything that we do. They're involved in everything that we do. There are so many jobs that volunteers can do. A lot of people walk dogs because that's what they want to do. We have people that socialize cats. We have people that clean kennels, dog kennels, cat kennels. We have people that work in the hospital. We have people that work in development. We have people that just do outreaches. So they don't come to the shelter very often, but they do all of our outreaches because that works for their schedule. We have folks that just do events. We have folks that, you know, they work every year. They work Puck for Paws. You know, they work Bark, Wine, and Brew. So our volunteers are absolutely amazing, and never, never will I be able to thank them enough. And it is so nice to see them on campus, off campus, and just helping out and loving the animals, the people, the community, and what we do. And so Saturday was a really special day. We really appreciate it. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer, it's super easy. Just go to havenhumane.org, go to the volunteer page, you fill out an application that goes to Cassie. Cassie will send you an email what the next steps are, and then try and make sure that she matches what you want to do with what we have available to do, which is a lot. So, yeah, thank you to all the volunteers.
Can you believe that people, after all these years, how long has Haven Humane been there?
1952 is when we started. We've been at our current location since the mid to late 80s, I think 86, 87, something like that.
Yeah, and there's still people that Haven Humane.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that in the past, I don't think we were out in the community as much as we are now, mm-hmm. and I don't think that we were really getting that word out as much. I mean, let's be honest, there are plenty of people that unfortunately live under a rock, and no matter how much you put yourself out there, they're still not going to know what's going on. But there are a lot of people that aren't living under a rock that don't know who we are, and that's, you know, that's on us. So us getting out there, you know, the volunteers getting out there, our outreaches, all of that. I mean, we have one amazing volunteer. She's also a Camp Love a Pet counselor. She also does our Capable Canine Club and everything else. Jenny, she's been setting up booths at outreaches and like community events and stuff herself, and she sells stuff there and then donates money to Haven to our Misty Lee Medical Fund, which is fantastic. So, you know, we have Sue Crow who does rocks. She paints rocks with dogs either that you've lost or that you just want a rock with your dog's face on it. She takes that money and she donates that money back towards Misty Lee, but she's helped out other shelters as well. And the artwork is, I mean, it's amazing. I have a couple, I might have three of them at home of dogs that we've lost. And, I mean, she nails it. Like, it's them. I mean, you can tell. It's beautiful.
What does she do when she's not there? When she's not volunteering?
I think she's retired.
Yeah. Okay, because we got somebody did a drawing for us of Snooki. It's just beautiful, and I'm just wondering if it was her. And you know,
kind of been, yeah. She's. I mean, it's amazing work.
Yeah, and our vet gave it to us.
And so many other contributions from volunteer staff, community members. I mean, that's what keeps us going.
PetSmart every week, or every. I don't know if it's every week. PetSmart. Don't you have dogs there?
Yeah, we're there Wednesday through Sunday. We have dogs and cats there. We have the kiosk in the back. PetSmart is a great partner. And we have people there Wednesday through Sunday.
Come on in.
Buford. Hey, buddy. Hi, buddy.
Oh, we have
Buford's here.
We have a reunion here. Yep.
Come here, buddy.
We're teaching him not to jump up. Thanks. You just did away a month of training. Well, good. You just did away a month of training right there.
he looks great. He smells my dogs. He's smelling my jeans because he smells my dogs.
Well, maybe he'll mark those jeans for you.
No, he's a good boy.
As
a reminder, yes, we've got our Daniel Zainine Memorial Putt for Paws Golf Tournament again. That's going to be 2 weeks from this Friday on May 17th at Tierra Oaks, havenhumane.org. Under ways to give to register a team, it's $500 for a team. We need about 10 more teams. And then if you want to sponsor, it's $100 to sponsor to get a sign up on the holes. Again, you can go on there, or you can call 241-5262 to talk to development. Sorry, I'm distracted because there's a dog. I want to play with Buford. But we really want more people out there. It's going to be a great day.
It's a wonderful event.
Great weather. It's a
wonderful event.
Great location. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out and join us.
We played out at Riverview. And the thing about Riverview we found out was that if you, on the 15th hole, when you finish that, instead of doing 16, 17, and then 18, you just go straight up the hill. You get in there three holes early, and you're not as, you know, not as warm. And you can take that time to relax and have
lunch. That was back when we had the tournament in July too, and it was just really hot, which is why we moved it to May.
You know, it's when you know you see people out there and say, "Well, who's going to hit now? No, I'm just going to stay in the shade here." And but it's a good event, and you'll have a good time. The so many things still happening out there.
Yeah,
Haven Humane. I mean, it is constant.
Yeah, if you're interested in adopting or you know somebody who is, please send them our way. Like I said, we're really full. Plus, we've got the Bissell Pet Foundation Empty the Shelter starting tomorrow through the 15th of May, which is great. We're also going to be doing Stuff the Bus, which is going to be next Thursday, May 9th. And so we'll be out there with a couple dogs out there. We will be having a collection bin put up at Haven, hopefully today, for the food drive for Stuff the Bus. So we'll be part of that. For us, that's a win-win. You know, we can get some awareness for the animals, maybe get some animals adopted, but we can also give food back through the Salvation Army to people in our community who are in need, which is what I really like about the Stuff the Bus stuff, is that all that remains local and helps the folks in our own community.
And I tell you what, with inflation the way it is and the economy the way it is, so people will try to tell you the economy is steaming right along. But you get down here to our level, it's, you know, they give out bags of groceries every week, different organizations. They must be helping, I don't know, 400 or 500 people a week get enough groceries to put on their table for their family, for themselves. veterans organizations doing it. Y'all are doing stuff to bus, and it's, you know what, you've got extra canned goods that are still, they haven't expired, and things like this.
Yeah,
you know, people want it.
They need it.
They need it.
Yeah, it's not just a want, they need it. Yeah,
yeah, it's not a want. It's a need.
Yeah, the economy's steaming along all right, but it's not heading and steaming in the right direction. So yeah. It's tough. And, you know, if you are in a position to help out even a little bit, then please do. I know we always donate quite a bit to it, and I think that it's, like I said, it's a win-win. If we can help the community out and help out the animals at the same time, it's a win-win for us.
Of course it is. It's a win-win for all of us. Yeah. Okay, today's going to be sunny with a high near 75, but watch out for the wind gusts. We've got a little bit of a wind advisory going. Wind gust as high as 22 miles per hour today, so be aware. Have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.